Welcome to Shomar Shom on the Daf. Share sponsor Lunishmas and Baka Shom Lab Asitzchok. We're holding in tiny Daf Ches. The Gemara in Amud Beis, in the end of the page, says in a bracha mitzuyol v'dover hasomu min ha'ayin. To have a bracha, it has to be something which is concealed from the eye, something which is not yet measured, weighed, or counted. That's where you have bracha, and that's why the Gemara goes on and says the one can say, can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a bracha in what he's measuring before he measures. But once he measures, there's no bracha anymore, and there's no way to add to what he knows exactly that is there. Rabbeinu Bechaye, in the Hakdama to Parsha Kisiso, explains this with the famous Ramban. He doesn't bring the Ramban, but it's almost the word to word by what the Ramban says. The Ramban, in the end of Parsha's boy, says, the Minanisim Hagluim, we learn about Nisim HaNistorim. Meaning, really says the Ramban, everything in the world is a miracle. We have miracles happening the whole time. But it's not Nisim Gluim. It's not on top of the surface. It's not something we could see with our naked eye. We have to search for them. It's beneath the surface. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, once in a while, a Nes Galui, in order to teach us about the Nisim HaNistarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Nes Galui to teach us what's behind the surface, what's going on beneath. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, that's the Pshat in our Gemara. When things, you know exactly what's in front of you, there's no Nes, because if there would be a miracle, that would be a Nes Niglin. It would be a revealed Nes, it would be Nes in front of our eyes. If I have two pieces of wheat, it's only I have three, it's a Nes. But I don't know exactly how much there is. And then there's a Brocha adding to it, that's a Nes Nista. And a Nes Nista can happen the whole time. And we can even daven and ask for Nisim Nistarim, for miracles that are hidden, because the whole world is Nisim Nistarim. So as long as it's a Nes Nistar, it's something that can happen because Nisim Nistarim always occur. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara. And the Bracha Shoya El B'Dover HaSomim Min Ha'ayin, while it's somim, while it's, you can't see, while it's covered, then a miracle can occur to it. And this connects us directly to Hanukkah. Because Kayadua, the question of Rabbi Yosef, why do we have 8 days of Hanukkah? We should have only 7 days. The candle was supposed to light for 1 day, so 1 day is natural. The miracle is for 7 days. So why do we light candles for 8 days? Several answers were given to this question. But one of them, the Sfasema says, and others, that the Pshat is that really, even a candle that lights on its own, it's also a miracle. Because who said the candle needs the light? It's a miracle. Just, it's a hidden miracle. It's not a miracle that we realize it's a miracle. But once we have a Nes Nigle during the 7 days of Hanukkah, then we realize that the first day of Hanukkah was also a Nes. So the Nes Nigle teaches us the Nes Nistar. The same way the whole time we have a Nes Nistar, Dover Somim Min Ha'ayin, we also have it every candle that we light. But in order for us to really realize it, the Nes Nigle teaches us about the Nes Nistar. We live surrounded with Nisim, with miracles, the whole time. It's just Nistar. It's just covered. And part of the celebration of Hanukkah is to realize the Nisim, not only the Nes Nigle, but the Nes Nistar as well. Because the Nes Nistar is what we live with. It's something that we can actually benefit from it every single day. Brocho Shoiro B'Dovar Somi Minayim, we connect to the Nes Nistar. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.